Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello and welcome, the best people I know. That is obviously you. That would be us. And whether you're listening live, whether you're a regular listener, whether you're a new listener, whether you're listening on iTunes, we appreciate you and thank you for being part of this Sharing Your Shine effort, because we all truly help each other. And today's guest, she is in the Best People We Know Club, Donna Marie Thompson. Doctor, by the way, Dr. Donna Marie Thompson, forgive me. I'm sure that many of you already know her. She has a best-selling book. She works with people in bouncing back from loss, something that's near and dear to my heart, as many of you know. But before I read her beautiful bio and bring her on to share her story and to help us transform those bad things into good things, I wanted to remind you to mark the show as a favorite, because that helps us in the ratings. And the more people that know about us, the more we can spread the positive energy. And that's always a good thing. And then if you want to follow us, you get the worry-free updates in case I add a show, because Tuesdays and Thursdays are the regular times. But like yesterday, we had two shows on Wednesday. Crazy. So if we can get people, if I can get people for you, I'm just going to schedule it. So you can also go to greenskyandbluegrass.com, and you'll get the monthly news, the motivation news, and that has the schedule every month. So if you go to greenskyandbluegrass.com and sign up for the monthly news, you'll find out who is going to be here for you to help you be your best every month. So Donna Marie Thompson is going to help us do that right now. And, you know, you listen to the doctor, the PhD, the best-selling book, and you forget that she suffered a storm of losses, too. She lost her mother, her man, her money, and her health, all within a matter of months. Okay, think about that. Wow. And, as you can imagine, she was utterly devastated. All of her plans, her hopes, her dreams were destroyed. She was at the end of her rope, but she bounced back, and she's going to help us do that today, too. Donna Marie is a best-selling author in two books, a certified professional coach, a certified NLP practitioner. She's a master practitioner of the Energy Leadership Index, and she is listed as one of America's premier experts in relationships and personal development. We are so honored to have her today. Her credentials include degrees from George Washington University, Virginia Tech, and the University of Pittsburgh, as well as a successful career in corporate America. Donna Marie overcame four major simultaneous losses, and now her passion is to inspire you and me, all of us, to bounce back from any adversity. Donna Marie is known as the Bouncing Back Now Relationship Coach. She's the host of the Bouncing Back Now radio show on Real Coaching TV Network, and she's also been featured on many radio shows. She's been on the Brian Tracy TV show. Wow, that's not easy to get on there. We all know him. And she's also been a featured guest expert on ABC, CBS, NBC, and many Fox affiliates across the country. And it is my privilege and pleasure to introduce everybody to Dr. Donna Marie. Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Hi, Deb. I'm so fine. I'm so thrilled to be here with you. I am a fan of yours, and I appreciate your work, too. So this is great.
Best People We Know Club. That's us. Love us.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very, very much. And, you know, we all put our eyedropper in the ocean, and we're all necessary, and we all have a part to play in the symphony called life. But I really think that one of the goals, the thing in my heart for this show is to bring real people with real solutions so that at the end of this short time together, listeners, all these beautiful souls out there striving to be their best, they have tangible tools. They have somebody they've met that they can trust, they can contact with after the show, they can follow up with. And, you know, I really think that part of that credibility and part of that trust comes from hearing the personal story of what brought that guest to where they are right now. Could you share some of your story with people listening?
I'd be happy to, Deb. All my life I had doubts that I would ever be in a happy, loving relationship. All my life. My parents were married for a long, long time, but they were very, very unhappy. So I didn't have a good role model, and I wasn't sure that it was even possible. In midlife, I met a fabulous man, and we were companions for 17 years. And as all of our other responsibilities faded away, we then became engaged, and my life was perfect. I was reasonably young. I was engaged, getting married, moving to Florida, and going to just have the life of my dreams. Well, in the middle of all this, my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and we handled it reasonably well. I moved her into assisted living, and that went reasonably well. She was very happy. And she became the victim of a medical error. And that is where the beginning of the end came, because we went from one thing to another, and it was just devastating. So my mother spent 10 of the last 12 months of her life in and out of the ICU, in and out of the ER. And as you can imagine, all of my energy was dedicated to getting her the best care possible. I did whatever I could, and I didn't have any way to see through it, and I was totally absorbed. As it came time for me to get married, my fiancé was renting a house of mine in Florida, and I needed to sell it so that I could quit working. And somewhere along the line, while I was focusing on my mother, my fiancé said that he loved my house more than he loved me. And he put our 17-year relationship, our engagement, and our marriage on the line so that he could stay and keep renting my house. Crushed.
Wow.
Just crushed.
Wow.
I can't even explain it unless you could hear it in my voice. I was crushed. And I couldn't really do anything about it. I couldn't forcibly evict him. I just couldn't bring myself to it. I was so focused on my mother. And after this, I got dragged into the Florida real estate crash, which had I sold it when I wanted to, I would have been fine. But then I ended up losing half of my money on that house. And watching my whole life, everything just be destroyed in front of me, I came down with a very serious injury. I had a pinched nerve in my neck. I used 544 hours of sick leave. I've had 2 shots in my spine, 40 physical therapies, and 8 occupational therapies. And I said, holy cow, what else can happen to me? So I really, really hit bottom.
Wow. Okay, so I see a lot of people in the chat room, and they probably are all feeling the same heart down to their feet that I am. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine being with somebody for 17 years and then having them say they love the house more than me. I think that would be, I wouldn't have expected that after 17 years. And then the medical issue with your mother, I mean, I can't even imagine that. And then having the pinched nerve and having injections into your spine. I mean, and then the financial loss, so many of us with the housing market, I mean, I don't think anybody hasn't been touched by one of those things that you just described. I mean, I just can't even, and I'm listening to you here, and you've got this best-selling book, and you sound as lovable and as energetic and as wonderful and zealous for life as anybody I've ever spoken to. So I'm going to ask what I know all of our guests are thinking about right now that I see in the chat room. How did you bounce back from all of this?
Well, thanks, Deb. I had a three-pillar strategy. After the medical error, my mother was very, very near the end. She was on a ventilator in the ER, and she was 81 at the time, and those people don't get much attention because the medical community thinks that there's no hope. So they communicated to me that there was no hope, and I just really hadn't been ready to accept that because she was doing great. I understand she had Alzheimer's, but she was very happy and doing fine. I got in touch with my faith as I was sitting beside that ventilator. If anybody's been in the ER when the ventilator is breathing for them, and you get into this rhythm where you know that they're breathing and you know that you're alive, and it gives you comfort that whatever they can't do for themselves, someone's doing it for them, so they're okay. But there were many, many other issues to be dealt with. So I got in touch with my faith, and I prayed not for a specific outcome, but I prayed that I would be the best care coordinator I could be. I had reached the end of my power. I had reached the end of what I could do, and I just gave it up and said, okay, show me the way. And so that, after 4 decades of losing touch with my faith, I got it back. And then I realized personally that I really didn't have any tools to deal with this onslaught of things that were coming at me. So instead of going to a coach, I became a coach. I said, I need more help than a coach. So now I have hundreds of tools and the power that I know now that I control my emotions. I wish someone would have told me a long time ago. So becoming a certified professional coach was just fundamental to my healing. And then the third pillar was that I formed a business, and now I use the tools and techniques that helped me, and I now reach out and help others with the same process.
You know, it's really it really does give a strong testimony for anybody listening that your mess really can become your mission. And I think that part of the great people that inspire us to, you know, embrace that new way of thinking, it's because they had to do it for themselves. And, you know, if you don't do something from the heart, I don't think that it can have a lasting effect. But you certainly suffered. You certainly went through trauma. And I think that first step of faith, I mean, I think we all get to that place where, is there anything more than us? Is there something out there that really cares about us? And trying to believe that it will pass and that things will happen to bring good out of bad. So you've got something called the 5 E's to recovery. Why don't you share with people what that is and how it's going to help us today?
Okay, great, Deb. What happened while my house was on the market forever in Florida, I just had many, many, many months. And during that period, I researched and I read hundreds of articles and books and blogs and audios and videos. I searched the world for what to do. And I saved what worked and I discarded what didn't. And that was the culmination of the 5 E's to recovery. And it's really a cool process. And it worked for me. And now it's working for others. The first E is to explore what happened. People told me to tell my story, and I said, no, I'm ashamed. The man I loved more than light would rather be with a building than me. I don't want to tell my story to anyone. I'm ashamed. And so that was the biggest obstacle for me to overcome, is just to get that story out there. And now I have a book, and the whole world knows my story. So explore what happened. And when you do that, it frees your mind and your body to start processing something new. When you hold it inside of you, you can't make progress because it's all stuck. So explore what happened is the first E. The second is eliminate unwanted feelings. And I didn't know I had the power. When someone said something to me, I was offended. When someone did something to me, I was hurt. And I thought that that was life. And I lived most of my life that way, at the whim of things and people and events. And now, using the coaching methods, I realized that I can set there's a metaphor where you build a crystal acrylic shield around you, crystal clear, so that you can see out, but the comments don't come in. And you can choose how you feel. And I've got all sorts of exercises that prove to you that you can choose how you feel. The third E is embrace the situation. And you've probably heard the old saying, what is, is. Now, it sounds really simple, but when you're in the middle of grief and you're saying, if only this would have happened, or what if I would have done that, and I should have and could have and would have, and we've all been there, and I went on that endless loop. It's the road to nowhere. It's the path to nowhere. When I accepted that I have today and I have tomorrow, but there's nothing I can do to change the past, then I knew I'd hit my stride. So embrace the situation is really powerful. The fourth E is envision a new future. Now, we all have a future, and our future will be different than had our loss not occurred. That's plain. It will be different, and yes, you've suffered a loss, and you have the right to grieve that loss, but the future is waiting for you. What are your plans? What are you going to do? That's where you start to look forward, and it really is uplifting. The fifth is energize your world, where you take that plan and start implementing it. And the key part of the 50 is you reach out and help others to do the same.
Wow. You know, I think that you bring up so many powerful points. And, you know, I think that your book really goes into a lot of this in the detail. Hence, it's become a bestseller, you know, Bouncing Back from Loss, How to Learn from Your Past, Heal the Present, and Transform Your Future. And I'll read some of the great accolades the book has received. But I think being a bestseller really speaks for itself. But you know, you really bring up some amazing points, and exploring what happened, you know, really, I think that part of the problem today is we get so busy, we don't really take time in silence to think, to reflect, to detach with our own life from with love, and look at the circumstances like we're in that third person, just as an observer. Okay, well, what happened here? And then, I love how you say eliminate the unwanted feelings, and that idea that we are not everything that somebody says. What comes out of somebody else's mouth is a reflection on them. What comes out of my mouth is a reflection on me. But we don't have to have a victim mentality. And working through the exercises that you have in the book and the things that you talk about really help teach someone how to eliminate those unwanted feelings. And not being a victim, not believing what everybody else is saying as the gospel truth, and learning how to trust your own intuition and your own worth, and embracing what is, you know, that acceptance that we cannot change things, we do the best we can in that moment, but leaning into the feelings. It seems sort of counterintuitive, but obviously your process has worked for you. It's working for hundreds and thousands of others. And embracing what is, isn't that such, I mean, you could just do a whole book on that. And then knowing if you have a roadmap, before you go to your destination, you have to look at the map and say, okay, well, where am I in this map? And where do I want to go? And, you know, you wouldn't go on any trip. You wouldn't try to find any destination without first knowing where you are on the map and where you want to go. So I think envisioning that beautiful future and then energizing it, wow, those are some great, great steps. No wonder you have a bestseller, Dr. Donna.
Well, thank you. It's been really fun. And because I was able to do it, I thought it was really important to share, especially if either you've had a loss or someone you know has a loss. The mindset that a step-by-step program can guide you is very, very soothing, that you're not alone, you're not doing this, you're not the first person to do this. Now, your situation is unique, but this recovery process is happening all around you. So if you can pick up a step-by-step guide that you know works, and you don't have to try things that don't work, and it basically can help you accelerate your healing, remove the pain. I've had people like they now want to get up out of bed. I had a lady that was sitting on the edge of her bed till 4 p.m., and she just didn't want to do anything. She didn't think her life had meaning. And we only got through the first three E's. And there's an exercise where it says, okay, I'm going to cry, and I'm making an appointment, and I'm going to cry for an hour. So I said, go ahead, do that. Go cry for an hour. And then when you're done, then I want you to do something. Go out for a walk. Go get an ice cream cone. Do whatever you want to do. Go walk your dog. but you can cry for an hour, then you're done. And then we did this for a couple of weeks, and she said, well, why would I make an appointment for myself to cry for an hour? And I said, well, you're doing it anyway. You kind of cry ad hoc, so why don't you make an appointment so that when you're done, you're done? And she said, well, when I had to write on my calendar that I'm going to cry for an hour, I said, well, maybe I should just cry for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should just cry for 10 minutes. Well, maybe just 1 minute. Just let me cry for a minute, and then I want to use the other 59 minutes, and I want to go. It's sunset. Let me go look at the sun, you know. And that's the power that you have. And if you didn't know you have it till now, now you know you have it. And it's just mind-boggling.
You know, and that really gives a new flavor to the what you resist persists little cliche that you hear so often, because it is so true. As soon as you say, okay, I'm going to give myself permission to do this, I'm not going to beat myself up because I'm going to, in that example you just gave, cry for an hour. And then when, you know, you're going to do it, then it's like, well, maybe I don't need to do it that long. And in part of that acceptance and leaning into the feelings and embracing what is, you know, really that's such a powerful release, and I love all the new ways of thinking that you have. And I want to get into, you know, some of the other types of loss that this could apply to, because it really is, you know, really generic for any suffering, any loss and depression. I mean, hey, there's a lot of things going out in the world today. I watch the news and I'm like, gosh, I'm telling you, I feel like I'm, you know, it's just you have to really be careful what you put into your mind and what you watch and listen to and so forth. But I wanted to read a wonderful comment about your book from David Ricklin, which we know, I mean, he is a huge success. He's the founder of selfgrowth.com, and he's a best-selling author himself, and you know, he is just a guru, I guess, and well respected in the self-growth arena. But he says that Donna Marie has put together a very powerful resource, not only for those who have reached the end of their rope, but also a wonderful tool that can be respectfully given to those suffering from loss to help them cope and recover. Donna Marie's inspiring story contains specific strategies that anyone can recreate to get back on top of the world. And, you know, I really think your book has a message of not just bouncing back, but I think it's really better than ever. You know, that really needs to be the side note. But bouncing back, and now with what you've learned, now with what you've experienced, you're going to come back reinvented even better than you were before the tragedies and loss. I mean, do you hear that from a lot of the people that work with you or have read the book?
Yes, absolutely. What happens is that you think that your loss is the end of the world and the worst possible thing that could happen. And that's where we begin. And you feel alone. So the process kind of discovers what went on and what's going on. And then as the obstacles begin to peel away, you begin to look slightly up and say, okay, I can get through this. And then as you make more steps, the road opens in front of you and said, not only can I get over this, there's new opportunities. And so I work with mostly women. And they're reconnecting relationships. They haven't talked with their sister in 20 years. I'm like, well, there's no reason for that. So they're opening up new doors because the process is so empowering that it carries over to every other dimension in your life. Once you heal, then you're not satisfied. You want more. You want a better life in every dimension of your life. And so then people take the process. It's a psychology model that can be applied across everything. And people are using it for job loss, financial loss. If you lose a friend, if there's a fallout in your community, if things change around you. I was called in for, there's a national disaster relief group in Wyoming that had called me to speak because it really resonated with them. Think of the Joplin tornadoes where everybody's lost everything. And how do you begin to put the pieces together? So it's really a powerful message.
It really is, and I don't think that anybody that's ever lived or walked planet Earth has not suffered loss of some kind, and I think that's why your message really does apply to any type of loss. And, you know, that's really, I didn't even Wow, you know, thinking about those people and the tornadoes and everything, you know, there's just so much suffering, but there's so much good that can come out of anything bad. And, you know, sometimes we don't change because we see the light. Sometimes we change because we feel heat. And maybe if it wasn't for that uncomfortable position, you know, a lot of people would never step into their greatness. They wouldn't have that courage to change in a way that perhaps this tragedy has created. Not that we wish terrible things on anybody, but I think it's certainly better to get something positive out of those experiences, and certainly you've done a lot of that. So maybe the next question would be, okay, we're in this process, we've got our five steps, we're working through them. Is it going to just be, you know, a success only story? Is it going to be a straight line? Or, I mean, what are some of the things that we can, you know, expect? Because it is a process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's different. Every loss is unique, and we're all starting from a different place. So, you know, your results don't compare to anyone else's. But what we'll do is we'll set up a baseline, and you know what's coming. You know what the processes are. You know what the steps are. And step by step, you get more tools, and you learn a new way to think, and you know the analogy of two steps forward, one step back. It is not a linear process. There will still be waves of grief. I know in my first 6-7 months, I would just be driving in my car and start crying. I'm like, where did that come from? And, you know, you think you're doing fine, and these waves of tears and fears and things come over. But you have the tools to say, okay, I recognize you, and then let it pass. And as you said before, if you don't fight it, you don't resist it, you say, well, this is somehow this feeling is coming up. Let's do it, and then let's move on because it's no longer helpful. So two steps forward, one step back. But the process and the tools and the strength that you get over time, the events become more sporadic. They're not as often. And when they happen, they're not as severe, and they're not as long. So that's go back to the 60 minutes of crying versus 1 minute of crying. You can things still happen, and you'll still have some setbacks, but you have the tools and the power to overcome them much, much quicker. And it once you start doing it, you get stronger and stronger and say, I just overcame that wave of sadness, and here I am. I'm okay again.
And, you know, kind of stepping back a little bit because I, you know, just thinking about what you went through with your mother and the elder care, you know, I think a lot of people today are facing that, taking care of elderly parents and dealing with situations where they have to be their own best advocate in the medical arena. I know I was the sole caregiver for my mother and father, and my mother was my best friend at the later end of life. My grandmother died in my arms, which was her mother, and my mother passed away in 05 of cancer. My father, after being married to her, it seems like forever, 50 years, I guess, he passed away the following year, you know, and then, you know, after that, there was some investments that had been made. Nobody heard the word Ponzi, but I learned what that was. And so there was financial devastation in there. So I feel like a kindred soul with you. And I got to tell you, you know, we don't really know how strong we are. And we can really purify the intention of getting to know ourselves sometimes when those other things are stripped away. And one of the things that I love about your message is really being your own best friend and really believing and getting in touch with, whether you call it God, for me it's God, or higher power, or the universe, but really accepting that we are here not by an accident, and we are here for a specific purpose to do a specific thing, and we have that strength to tap into that knowledge, that caring, that tender, loving care and guidance. And I think that that's the thread that, you know, I love about you getting your faith back. I mean, it's really a story of it's never over. It's, you know, if we're still alive listening to this radio show, we're not finished yet. So we really don't know how it's going to end. We really don't know what these things in our life could produce. We don't know what all the seeds in the ground that have been planted in the garden of our life will grow into. And, you know, isn't that part of what bouncing back is, knowing that there's always a new day tomorrow too?
Oh, yes, Deb. Well, first, my heart really goes out to you. You've been through a tremendous amount, and I'm congratulations on your bounce back, too. So you're here on the other end having done the same thing. So absolutely, I'm so thrilled for your recovery. And I love what you said about the garden, because if you look at that metaphor, when you till the soil and you put in fertilizer and you have good seeds and you have good water, everything's fine. And that's what works in our lives and our jobs and our relationships and every dimension of our lives. What we tend to actually blooms and grows. But as we get busy and things distract us and we get overwhelmed with all this technology and 600 cable TV channels, we somehow lose our direction. And you look back at your garden, and that's a visible sign that you're neglecting things. And as long as, you know, nothing is tugging on you, we can continue to ignore those gardens until just the end comes. And that's what I reached the end of my rope, and it really got my attention. And I wanted to add something else about the philosophy of some of the healing processes about the setbacks, and that people had come up to me and said, it's all for the best. And I, like, my jaw dropped, and I was like, I think I'm going to die here, and you're telling me it's all for the best. I'm like, no, it isn't. And so I've turned that around and said in all my coaching practice and the people I work with who seem to really like it is that I'm making the best of it. So what happened happened, and I didn't pick it. I'm not one of the law of attraction types that says that everything that happens to you, you picked and you selected, and it's just all, you know, it happened. Someone hits you in the back of the car. I don't think you picked that. But now that we are where we are, I can choose to make the best of it. And I think that's been one of my favorite coaching clients that had the amazing recovery that only took 3 of the 5 E's did that as well. It's just really powerful.
Mm. Yeah, you know, and there's so many people in the chat room. If you have a question and you'd like to speak to Donna Marie, or maybe you just want to, you know, claim what you're going through and just share it with a non-judgmental ear. Donna Marie would be that person, and you just call 347-637-1318. If you press 1, that'll put you through on the switchboard, and then you can speak with Donna. It's a lovely opportunity to do that. And, of course, I really, you know, when you were saying what you said earlier about the comparison and the compassion in that, you know, I think that one of the things that we do with those either become bitter or better, as they say, but I eat my words on a regular basis, and I always say to guests like yourself or the listeners, I hope you all enjoy the show as much as me, because I get up in the morning and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm finally going to get to talk to Donna Marie. I'm so excited because, you know, you read your book, you look at what you're doing, see how you're making a difference, and you're walking your talk, you're doing everything that I want to embrace, you know, and I think that we all need good mentors. So you're a mentor to me. People listening, we become mentors to each other, and then that's how we spread those seeds and grow more beautiful things. And, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us to take the time. And I don't think people are here by an accident. I always believe, and I always say prayer before the show, that the right people are listening to get the message they need. So if somebody's, you know, in tears, heartbroken, knows somebody who is, feel like they can't make it another day, Dr. Donna and Deb are here to tell you, look, it's not your fault. There's nothing wrong with you. This is a thing called life, but guess what? You're not alone. And there's a lot of solace in that, isn't there? And I think that, you know, one of the last things that you talk about in, I think it's chapter 15 or 16 at the end of your book, I can't remember which one, is you talk about tomorrow's a new day and being a bright future and taking all of those things, all of that work you do in the 5 E's, and okay, now what? Now where do we go, and how do we make every day be something positive and better? Not in spite of what happened in the past, but maybe in many cases because of it. And do you find that people make a lot of, you know, comments about that because the tools work, but it's something like a vitamin plan? You know, I call them mind vitamins because you cannot take your, I guess, multivitamin once a day or once a month one day and expect it to work. You have to take it every day. You have to go to the gym every day. You know, you have to do a little bit every day. You brush your teeth every day. You take a shower and you don't say, oh gosh, you know, Zig Ziglar, oh well, that didn't work, that didn't last. Well, taking a shower doesn't either, but you don't complain. You go and take another one and you enjoy it. I mean, there's a lot of things we do in repetition, isn't there? Things that are important to us. And isn't this part of your message and these five E's and recycling this happiness to make sure that we are always bouncing back from everything in a better way?
Absolutely. And you'll get to the point, and I think you did some really interesting themes there. What happens is that if you learn to be aware, part of the, in the second E, where we eliminate unwanted feelings, we bring in awareness. I recognize how I feel. Why am I feeling that way? Is there a reason? And what can I do about it? And so as you become more aware, you are aware of everything around you, and you almost can't help it, and it's really powerful. And all of the people I work with, the unifying theme we get at the end is gratitude, that it doesn't matter what you've lost, and I'm thank God most of my losses were reversible, and I've recovered perfectly, and I know many, many others, their losses were way deeper than mine, and some are irreversible. So this covers all sorts of losses. So I know that my losses are not the extreme, even though they were really bad for me. But what I find is I'm grateful. And all of the people that I talk to, and I think I attract the people that end up feeling this way, is that it's a supreme sense of gratitude. What am I able to do? What am I able to still do and say? And I worship, you know, sunsets are a gift from the heavens. I live in a 17-story building, and we go up to the top, and we watch the sunset, and there is silence because we are just in awe, appreciation, and gratitude for something that's free and available to each of us every day. And I lived my whole life without, you know, adoring this fabulous phenomenon, this peaceful, prayerful time of sunset. And that's what you get, is this awareness. And in terms of bouncing back, part of the tools and strategies that we're using is we actually prevent losses. We prevent us getting, we don't buy in, as you were saying before. You don't own someone else's negative vibes. They don't even come in anymore. So you're going to find yourself in fewer fights, fewer arguments, fewer obstacles, because you just look at them and say, it's not for me. I'm not taking that on. And that's it. This is perpetual. Once you learn to think like this, it's a tool for life. It's a tool forever.
Yeah, life can be hard. Wear a helmet. I mean, you know, sometimes, really, sometimes you just have to have a little sense of humor in things, because everybody's got something. But, you know, I find what you say to be so true. For me, sometimes when I get really off track, I have this picture that I just have to go to immediately to, you know, snap out of it and do exactly what you said, which is to put myself back in a state of gratitude, you know, get the glasses on to look at different, you know, the world differently and see clearly, because, you know, the color blindness in my mind can be a bad neighborhood that you don't want to go into alone. But what I'll do is I always think, for me anyway, and this is what works for me, and I think what you're saying is for everybody to explore and to examine what works for them, because if it's words, it's words. But if it's an experience and a feeling that we can attach to the words, then it has meaning, and then it's something that we're likely to be motivated to do again on a regular basis. But I think of those soldiers coming back from Iraq with their legs blown off, walking, or some people jogging with these prosthetics, and I say to myself, okay, I'm praying for all the people that just died today, or all the people that are amputee victims. And boy, oh boy, that all of a sudden makes me feel so rich and abundant in every single area of life. Or even the History Channel, you know, they had the terrible black storms from the 30s, and all these people that lived in this lush area out in Kansas, and it just dried up, gone lives living in shacks. You know, we always think that it's the hardest, but if we start, you know, thinking about other people, there's always been hard times. There's always been tough times for everybody. But remembering that, you know, there's always the good times in tomorrow, you know, every sunset, every sunrise, you know, life is a contrast, isn't it? And it's the rain and the rainbow, you know, and sometimes that sorrow, the deeper it is, the greater the joy on the other side. And, you know, being around people like you, listening to this show, I'm encouraging everybody to get to Dr. Donna's website, to replay this show, share it with a friend, talk about it, get the book, do the exercises. I mean, you even have quizzes in that book. So if you're not even sure, if you don't even know, if you want Donna to tell you what you think, she'll even do that. You have those quizzes. They're great.
Yeah, well, thanks. They were a lot of fun because people have fun with them. And I guess one of the things that we were basically talking all around the issue, but one of my favorite things is core values. And you might not even know what they are, and then all of a sudden this big test comes. And really, the decision between doing, you know, working on my relationship or working on my mother, that became crystal clear. The number one priority in my life was to make sure that my mother got the best care I could possibly give. So that was my core value. And I let the scraps of my broken relationship, you know, go to second. And it cost me dearly to do that. But I thought my core value was the woman that had labored and changed my diaper 1,000 times and was there for me and defended. My dad refused to sign the loan, the papers for my college loans. He didn't think that a woman had any value. Why would a woman go to college? And so I tried to get a loan and he wouldn't sign it. And my mother intervened. And I was thinking of all the things that my mother did for me. I was like, she's got 100%. So when you get in touch with your core values, so we've got these crises in our lives. We didn't ask for them, but here they are. And it brings to a fine point what's important in your life. And I hadn't really done any core values, but they came to me as one crisis after another after another. And my fiancé and I went on and on and on because he wouldn't admit what he had done, and then he did, and I've got this strong value of reconciliation. So we went on and on and on because I was trying to reconcile. I was trying to soothe. I'm a healer. And when you look back on, especially in Explore What Happened, we look at your core values, and then it's like a Venetian or the shades have drawn because the windows open and you can see clearly because most of the times you're acting in alignment with your values and you might not even know which ones are coming to play. And so beginning to understand why you do what you do is a very powerful tool. And long after your recovery, you then begin to make decisions based on those values that you're more aware of.
So true, you know. Who needs the Discovery Channel? Just tune into yourself. Geez, never a dull moment there. there's a comment in the chat room. Holy Spirit Ladies just saying, "Hi, Dr. Donna. Although I'm on Social Security disability right now, I have worked for a few years at UPMC Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic." And I just had to share that from the chat room, and there's lots of people in the chat room, so thank you all for being here. But I think, you know, what an example Holy Spirit Lady is of bouncing back. I mean, you know, disability, Social Security, but still giving back and working and helping. I mean, isn't that a great testimony to what you're trying to teach us today?
And that's actually fantastically powerful. So thank you very much, Holy Spirit Lady. And I think that's a role model for all of us because we feel so isolated and alone when our losses come at us. And not far from where you are now, there is somebody that can inspire you. There is somebody that is dealing with something and has a hand for you. So there's hope and there's help. And the idea is just look around and find a message, find a person that resonates with you. But many, many people have overcome many, many things. And the path has already been forged and paved for you. So look out and reach to these others. And thank you very much for sharing that because there's amazing stories out there.
Well, I want to just, I hear the little BTR lady, you can hear, but the other people listening can't. She's telling me that the time's up, which I tell you, you, love you, Dr. Donna. Just, you're a wonderful human being. You've inspired me. I know you're inspiring thousands of others. Your book is a bestseller. Everybody needs to get it. I love it. I'm still going through it. It's something that you're going to want to mark up, highlight. Give out your contact information again before we say goodbye. And I hope you're going to come back and join us to share your shine because you're doing great work. I love what you're about. You are the real deal. And you are now in the Executive Officer Club of the Best People We Know. So you have to come back.
Well, thank you, Deb. I respect you just as much. I'm really thrilled with what you're doing, too. But really, the accolades from you mean so much to me. What I would do is direct people to my website, bouncingbackfromloss.com. And what you can do is pick up an autographed copy of the book. And when you do that, I will send you a link to the powerful 5 E's to Recovery companion workbook so that you don't have to mark up your beautiful book. You can print out a copy of the 5 E's e-workbook, which you can use over and over again. You'll get a custom bookmark that goes with the book and free shipping in the U.S. So go to bouncingbackfromloss.com.
Wonderful. All right. Well, come back. Share your shine with us. God bless you. Continue to shine those sprinkles over you because you are really a joy to so many souls, and you've helped me and you've helped so many others. So everybody, you can go connect with Dr. Donna there, and you could find her links and all of that also in the chat room. And thank you so much for being a guest with us today. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Others have too. If you've enjoyed this show, remember that we have to keep going and growing, and we depend on you to spread the news. So please share this show with a friend. Support Dr. Donna. Let her know that you've enjoyed what she's had to share with you. Go to iTunes, rate us, write in some comments. This is how we are able to do this service for you, and it is just really a privilege and a pleasure to be with everybody every week. So in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, I always like to close with him, be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day, and God bless, and thank you again, Dr. Donna.
Thank you for listening
thank
to the
you,
Best
Deb.
People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.